Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. This is Reba Hassa, Team Reba.
And this is Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank.
Yeah. So, did you want to jump right back into what you were talking about
Sure.
with the interest rates and how the election may or may not affect them?
Yeah, absolutely. And just to kind of give the real quick summary, bottom line is most presidential elections do not have a significant impact on interest rates. There's a few exceptions to that where we've seen some big changes, and a lot of those could be attributed to bigger economic events going on at the time, not so much to the actual change of an administration. At this point, the bond markets are a little bit negative today, putting a bit of upward pressure on interest rates. And this is more just sort of a knee-jerk reaction. It's entirely possible we could see these settle back down over the course of the next few days. And we can definitely expect a little bit of volatility, increased volatility, as the market tries to sort out exactly, you know, what's going on. So probably less volatility if Clinton's elected, mm-hmm. a little bit more if Trump's elected in the long run. I don't know. I don't know if we'll see a significant change.
Well, I'll be real curious. You know, since you and I have almost daily contact because mm-hmm. we have mutual clients and yeah. other things that we're doing, and plus we're selling your house right now.
Right. knock on wood, right?
Yes. if you happen to be able, maybe by end of week, mm-hmm. if it comes to your mind, or I can put it on my calendar to check in with you. Mm-hmm. I'd love if by end of week, if you give us a little report that we can like throw out onto the Facebook
sure.
page or
Absolutely.
Twitter and whatnot, and
Absolutely.
Just be like, did it meet? You know, of course, obviously the show goes on every week, so we'll have time to see the full extent of it. But I'd be
sure.
curious by the end of the week,
yeah, where we're
to see
where
what's going on.
Oh, I'll be curious too. Believe
yeah.
me, yeah.
Yeah.
Because we're trying to give advice to customers, you know, what to do. Should mm-hmm. I lock my rate? Should I float with the market?
Yeah.
Take my chances?
Well, and I can remember even 8 years ago, mm-hmm. less 4 years ago, but mm-hmm. 8 years ago, mm-hmm. you know that I always say whenever there's fear, the answer is no.
Right.
Right. When people are unsure and afraid, they just kind of freeze.
That's
right.
That's right.
It's not even just fight or flight, but freeze is actually one of the, mm-hmm. the things that people will do.
Sure.
And they'll do it in an emotional way, including, you know, making decisions and moving forward on trying to buy a home, things like that. Or they'll take their house off the market
right.
at that particular time.
Sure. Sure.
I remember 8 years ago having a client who was like, oh, I should wait. And every bad thing that I told her was probably about to happen about making that decision
mm-hmm.
happened.
right.
Every single one.
Yeah.
Every single
yeah.
one. You know, 'cause yeah. she panicked. I told her 6 months is a bad timeline to try and rent your house out. If you're not mm-hmm. going to be here, you can't keep on top of it, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Sure enough, she got renters in there that damaged it, brought in bed bugs.
Oh boy.
You know, toilet damage, you know, between two floors, all kinds of stuff. And 6 months ended up costing her like another $20,000
yeah.
to get her house ready to go back on
Ooh,
market.
Ow.
And at that point, unfortunately, back then, that was when we were going into the recession.
Right.
And she ended up paying for it by about $100,000 worth of value on that house.
Ow.
That was a painful lesson. That was just the price of the house. That's not even what she had to do.
All the repairs.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. The repairs and everything else on top of it. So, you know, it was unfortunate. But the thing is the housing market itself doesn't turn that fast. It still takes some time. And unfortunately, she rushed into a decision without really looking at all the facts. And I wish she would have just waited. If she just waited one more week, she would have seen that that wasn't going to be the case.
It's never a good idea to think of housing in a short-term time frame.
No.
Because things happen, things change,
mm-hmm.
and the cost to sell a home is mm-hmm. is high enough that you have to really factor that into your decisions.
Yeah, absolutely. So. Yeah. Well, and, it's one of those things that just like people have become complacent about the interest rates, some folks around here are starting to get a little too complacent about what's going on even in our marketplace. You know, I've been saying that we're anticipating that we'll still have higher than typical appreciation over the mm-hmm. next 3 or so years.
Sure.
But that appreciation, I think, is about to slow down.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean is that it's not the wildfire appreciation, because that's what we've been having. We've been having wildfire appreciation. People have to remember that typical appreciation in a normal market is only 2 to 3%.
Right.
You know, yeah, and so we've been receiving 8, 14, 12, 25, you know, depending on what market area you're specifically in within the Puget Sound region. Some of them have been, you know, getting some big whoppers, you know, but that is starting to level out a little bit. You know, we're starting to see that in the rental market. I'm seeing more and more of the higher end houses that are out for rent, seeing a lot of price reductions on those, seeing a lot more vacancies starting to happen. We have all those, you know, big buildings that are coming online that are sucking up some of the, you know, the smaller, you know, 1 to 2 person household kind of situations.
Sure.
So that's starting to raise, you know, the vacancy rates for folks, which that's also kind of coming into the housing market as well. We're seeing still strong appreciation, but I've already been talking to several people. We already know many areas around the country have already been starting to see slowdowns. In fact, I listened to a lot of programming around real estate all the time. And sometimes I go back and re-listen. And I was listening to some things from 2015 in other market areas where they had already started to see signs of shifting. And while we still have really great employment here, we should be prepared that as some of this stuff's coming on, that it is going to slow down a little bit. I think, you know, even though it's going to be good in the next 3 years, I think we're going to be back to sub 10%. You know, last year it was 14% year over year. But I would not be surprised if next year we're going to see more of like maybe a 10, or in some areas it's going to drop down to 5, where maybe we've been at 8.
So
we're going to get closer.
So you're not anticipating a bubble,
no,
per se. You're just maybe
a slowdown,
the rate
for sure.
of increase is going to
decrease. Yeah, because just like before, what was pushing a lot of that was free and easy money.
Sure.
And so those prices were just getting out of hand, and there was no way it could be long-term sustainable.
Right,
especially when you got into all those risky mortgages, you know, at some point it had to come crashing down, and it did.
Yeah, of course.
But, you know, you and I have already mentioned in the last 2 weeks about programs we're seeing coming on into the marketplace
That's eerily familiar
to some of that.
Yep.
So, you know, there's also just a point where the people who are here can't continue to afford the prices.
Right.
So we will, you know, you look at the Bay Area, but you have some people making some pretty outrageous amounts of money down there because they also have a different kind of tech market than we do. So we still have people getting paid well, and they can afford a $800,000 to a $1.2 million house fairly easily. But if we continue growing at, you know, Bellevue at 25%, in 4 years, that means prices will double.
No, not sustainable.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see who can still afford it.
Right.
And if it's just those investors from, you know, outside the country buying them, then you've set yourself up for one market area to have its own bubble.
Right. And then we could very well end up seeing some sort of a knee-jerk reaction to that.
Yeah.
And we don't want that either. We want good, stable markets.
But if people don't agree with that opinion, they can call in.
At 866-712-1300.
We're happy to take your calls and get your opinions on the subject matter.
All right. So in your opinion, if if you have somebody that's maybe new to this area, they're thinking about buying a home.
Yeah.
And let's give some price ranges. Let's say I'm in the in the $300,000 to $400,000 price range. What's a good neighborhood? Where do I go?
Well, what are you trying to buy with that price point?
I don't know. Let's say you've got somebody, you know, just kind of moving here. Maybe they're not that tied down. I know we've got a good condo market and that sort of a thing. If you wanted but let's say you wanted a house. I get this question all the time. I want a house, and my price range is up to $400,000.
Okay, then you're.
Where do I go?
South end of Seattle. Generally speaking. I used to say shoreline, but barely even shoreline now, unless it's a small house.
Right.
You know, small homes under 2,000 square feet are up in the shoreline area, and many of them not renovated, particularly if they're down in the $300,000 price point. You're maybe going much further out. I mean, you could still find a nice house, you know, for $300,000 for, well, you're even pushing it. Like if you're over 2,000 square feet, 2,200.
Sure.
You're pushing 350, 4, and that's not even for brand new, right? New construction in most areas is starting in the high fours, low fives, even in the outlying areas. When I say outlying, I'm talking about Kent, Renton, you know, that kind of place.
Right.
And bigger homes, if it's 3,000 square feet, you're talking closer to 600 something, right? But if you had that same house, if you were looking at a 2,500 square foot home in Kent that was selling for $400,000, mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. same house in North Seattle, oh. that's going to be closer to $650,000,
right?
If not right. $750,000 in some cases. Although brand new construction, like we have that Haller Lake home that's mm-hmm. remodeled right now. Go to remodeledhallerlakehome.com if you want to see it.
There you go.
But we were doing a little cost comparison the other day. Brand new construction in that North End area starts around $800,000.
Right. Yeah.
So if you want brand new construction, you got to be prepared to have a pretty big pocketbook.
And it's, yeah. And having grown up in that neighborhood, I just shake my head at it.
Yes, you do. You literally do shake your head.
Well, you and I have a mutual customer who's buying mm-hmm. new construction for $366,000.
All the way out in Buckley.
Beautiful downtown Buckley. And
Not even downtown.
No,
yeah. But I will say it's gorgeous. I mean, they are nice surrounded home. By the foothills mm-hmm. of the mountains. Rainier's right there. I mean, it is absolutely gorgeous. And they're really close to Whistler. Or not Whistler, but
Crystal.
Crystal, thank you.
Crystal Mountain. Yeah.
So, you know, they've got at least that going for them. But yeah, it's a bit of a drive, and they commute. It's a bit of a commute.
But their decision was they wanted a new home. Mm-hmm. They wanted to be under that sort of $400,000 price range.
Well, and they have a new baby, so they wanted to be close to family that's helping provide childcare.
There you go. Yep.
So all of those things factor in, because childcare is incredibly expensive.
Oh, absolutely. And so it is possible. I mean, that's what about a 2,400 square foot home. It's a four bedroom, two bath home.
Yeah. Oh, it's really cool
and,
too.
Nice house. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there are some things out there. We joke about it. We call it drive till you qualify. Mm-hmm. You know, so if somebody has a particular price range, you know, we'll mm-hmm. just kind of say, well, you might have to draw a target around Seattle or Bellevue. And then, you know, the further out you go in kind of concentric rings, mm-hmm. The more affordable those homes are going to be.
Well, let me give you an idea of what's happening even in Bellevue. Hmm. So we're closing this week. I've been reluctant to talk too much about this particular listing and where it's going, but we put it on at 480. It's closing at 600.
Ouch.
And it's a fixer.
Oh,
three bedroom, 1.5 bath, under 1,500 square feet.
Wow.
Put that in your pie hole, right?
Yeah, there we go. Let's talk more about our housing market when we come back on Open House with Team Reba. Stay tuned.
Open House has open phone lines. Give us a call at 866-712-1300.